Hello there. This is How to Die Alone. Hey guys, what's up? It's the How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Henry. And with me, as always, is Matthew Williams.
Matthew Williams. Curveball.
All right, that's about what I expected. And we also got David Wayne with us.
Let's give it about bow.
Sailing it in on the scatamaran.
That's right.
Boom.
And
that's the ending suit. Song of Full House or whatever. Whatever happened to predictability? Skip it about
bow.
I don't know why that theme song popped
in
my head.
We have David Wayne, the wild man, here in the studio.
Oh, we're gonna we're gonna talk about that
at the morning zoo.
And our guest today is fucking nobody.
No, we have Piper. We have Piper the dog. She's on.
Yeah, she'll probably bark when my girlfriend comes back home. So that'll be fun. Yeah.
Your partner?
Partner, yes.
Right. Just get it. Hey, just got to
clear
that up. Yeah,
partner in crime.
There we go.
I realized that when I put a set together that I have a lot of jokes where it's, I used to call my girlfriend and now I call her this.
Yeah. How many jokes do you have
like that? Two or three. Huh. That's too many.
That's true. I call her babe.
Good.
Yeah, fair enough.
And if they can like segue into something else, you could do that. Not do them all in a row.
No.
You should do them all in a row.
Well, that was...
That's the thing, kids. You have to keep it completely consistent throughout the entire thing. Like, if there's one that sounds like another one, do them back to back.
That sounds like terrible advice.
It is.
That's how you do it.
Wait, is that why I'm not getting booked? God damn it.
It's my entire segment on being a white dude. I'm just going to do that for 15 minutes. Yeah. Solid.
No, I did that. I did that on Wednesday. I did the like people call me gay thing. Then I tried to break it up, and like the last dying back down. I was like, all right, let's go back to the gay stuff. At least that was working. And I got a laugh. So that was.
Jeff gave you a standing ovation.
He did. He did.
That's what
he
I
was
did
crying.
Wednesday,
he was crying too.
Oh, yesterday right. You guys were at O'Brien's.
Yeah.
I was at the Run the Jewels concert.
Oh, baby,
dude, this is a crazy lineup. It's like Michigan or something. Mishki. It's like some like metal band, rock band, or whatever you want to call it. With the lead singer's a girl. And
wait,
she's screaming.
Wasn't that Dan Aykroyd's character in Tommy Boy?
Probably.
Saul Mishki or something.
Oh, man.
No, his name's Larry Zielinski.
Zielinski,
yeah.
That's what it is.
Larry
Look at
Zielinski.
You go.
Yep.
Yeah, but
I have
no.
to have the guarantee right on the box.
I'm thinking of Sue Ellen Mishki from Seinfeld.
There you go.
That's yeah.
it. Maris?
The one who just wore the bra around town.
Yeah, she just wore the bra as a top. Great episode.
It's
anyway,
such a beautiful
so like
reality.
This band's opening
who
with like
is,
a metal screamer chick
who,
is
who
opening.
Is Run the Jewels?
Whom?
Well, we'll get there.
Whomst.
So it's like this metal group opening. Doing like a 15-minute set. And then Run the Jewels
so
comes
these
out.
People were made of metal?
Yes. Solid metal, liquefied, CO2.
They were Terminators at
right.
the concert.
Yeah.
They were circa 1996 CGI Terminator artists.
And
adjective.
They more poured onto the stage and then formed.
Yeah. They give it all. They pour all their molten metal out.
They have to douse them in liquid nitrogen to get them off stage.
Yeah.
They wait, that wouldn't work at all.
They get some wicked feedback on the guitars.
Yeah. Yeah.
They roll them out there, but by the end, they have to mop them up to get them out.
So. You just got like the porn shop squeegee. That's what it takes to get them off.
Well, anyway, yeah. So they finish. Okay. And then Run the Jewels comes out. Run the Jewels is a hip-hop group consisting of two gentlemen.
What's hip-hop?
Yeah, exactly. One's from New York, and the other one's from Atlanta. Okay.
Hotlanta.
So then they do 30-minute set.
Still
right?
East Coast.
Yes. So they do a 30-minute set, and then the headliner of this show was Lord.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The New Zealand, like, 19-year-old girl.
So the dad from South Park.
Yeah. So it's just...
He's a geologist from Colorado. I don't know if you knew that.
Stan.
No, Randy.
Randy Moss.
Marsh.
Marsh.
You're so close.
Randy Moss, huh?
Randy Moss.
The
touchdown
running back.
Catching
he's a wide receiver. He's a wide receiver.
And it's black.
Yes.
It's basically Stan's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I figured if we just interrupted enough, we could get David to fuck up.
Pooping in the ladies' room.
So it's just a weird combination. So, like, where the section, luckily, this is where I was, like, being an open mic celebrity. It was great. Because Clark Brooks is an open micer.
That's an oxymoron.
Shout out, it's Clark Brooks.
He got me free tickets to the show.
On the morning radio, it's Clark Brooks.
Open mic celebrity status worked for something.
Yeah. So, in other words, your friend got you a hook.
Yeah, into the section 100. It was nice, dude. But anyway, where I'm sitting, behind me is like the suites. So back there, it's like all these like guys dressed to the nines with like arm with their arm candy. It's just these hot chicks. And
they're
dresses.
Not just like eating sushi off naked chicks.
No, it's not that level.
Wait,
that was backstage.
That's not what you do. That's not what everybody does at a run. Jules, he's like, and now it's time for Japanese sushi, ladies.
Well, no, none of these people were there to see them. Like the way I describe it is, the people in the suites were just like, hey, it's something,
are
something
like
to do. Yes.
So can I ask?
It's
hang
something
on.
To do on a Wednesday night. They bring out their girl to get some brownie points. Maybe they'll go to dinner beforehand.
So let's
So that was behind me. Hold on. Let me subscribe or describe. So that was behind me. And then my section was all like 14-year-old girls. Yeah. So I'm in heaven at this point.
Yeah. You're in the better spot.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm groping. I'm grabbing. I'm touching everything I can.
Oh, Jesus.
These girls are learning so much about themselves. And no, I'm kidding. I didn't do any of that. But it was just awkward because, like, I had my shirt on. So I'm, like, there. I'm talking to this, like, brother and sister.
Wait.
And they're like, you're just going to see Run the Jewels and then leave? I'm like, yeah. Wait. I'm not going to stay for Lord. I could care less. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't even buy the ticket. And then
yeah,
they were like,
that's
what?
I told them. I was like, I got them for free. I was like, I'm done.
Yeah. It's like, that's what happens when you're an adult. So like, you meet other adults that do cool shit and they can help you do cool shit.
But like, I'm supposed to be in a seat, right? Like four rows down from the top. But I'm like, I'm not going to sit here while they're performing. I'm going to stand up. So I go all the way to the top row in front of like the suites. And I'm just like going ape shit when they come out. And I'm, because I can see the floor. Everyone
David
on the floor is
shit.
Just sitting in their seats, just nodding their heads. Some people are on their phones, like you were saying, Steven, at that one concert. You
oh, yeah, to. Yeah.
Because they're,
the
it's
disrespect.
All, it's all
white,
like,
white lung.
It's all teenage
lung,
girls.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about Run the
they
Jewels.
They could
you know
not
I mean?
Care less.
Yeah, they're waiting for Lord
like,
to come
they're
out
old.
In a big dress and do some weird shit, like Madonna or something.
They barely even sing. It's just rapping. Ugh.
Yeah, but I had such a great time, though, man. So shout out to Clark. Thank you for that experience.
Yeah, you posted it on the Tampa Bay comedy thing. And I was like, well, I guess he kind of has to, maybe. I don't know if that
I have
was
no friends. Part of... That's the only friends I have.
Did
in
you
Florida.
Say, can somebody get me tickets
yeah.
to it? Or oh, okay,
someone
I
someone have an extra ticket or something.
Okay, yeah, okay. For some reason, like
David was looking to buy.
Yeah, my memory was him specifically asking Clark.
No.
Can you get me tickets?
No, no, no.
Okay,
no.
He came in like the archangel that
Clark
is Clark
came
Brooks.
In out of the yeah. shadows down the dark alley.
Well, see, here's
right.
the thing.
And like, save David from being
light,
beat
yeah, light
down.
Into the darkness that
well,
is
full
DW.
Disclosure, okay, I knew Clark works
he was like,
at...
I am the knight. I'm here to save you, David Wayne.
Spot on.
Where are the jewels tickets?
That's a spot on representation of Mr. Brooks.
How are you doing down there? You look like you're bleeding a little bit.
But full disclosure, I knew he worked at Amalie Arena, so I didn't want to message him directly and be like, hey, can I get a hookup? So I'm like, let me be smart about it. And let me post it in the Tampa Bay Comedy Forum on the off chance that he'll see it.
Right.
And I did that, and then he responds like, I got you, fam.
So
I was like,
it was a
yes.
calculated move.
Yeah, dude, it was like the smartest thing I've ever done.
I think saying I got you, fam, is like the whitest thing.
Yeah, Clark saying I got you, fam, was amazing. I was like, that's the highlight of this thread. Not even me getting tickets at this point.
Yeah.
He flicked down his sunglasses and skateboarded away.
Yeah. Actually, Clark seems more like a rollerblader.
Him and Ryan?
Yeah. Like a razor scooter?
Yeah. Or, ooh, a razor scooter, yeah.
Or
he's hoverboard. Like, he's like, I got the Extendo.
He's a mini
pulls it
bike
out his
guy.
Back.
Yeah.
Pulls
yeah.
it out his back like Owen Wilson and fucking Zoolander.
I could see.
Hansel.
I could see Clark on a mini bike.
That'd be sweet. Oh, yeah. I'd love to see Clark on a mini
or a unicycle juggling bears.
Juggling tiny bears.
The hardest part I find is to catch the cubs and not get your hand in their mouth.
Yeah.
Thanks, Clark.
Unicycle Clark Brooks.
Again, one of the greatest things ever was the video card called Shark Books with Clark Brooks. We're like, oh, I like the alliteration. Roy one that's the greatest more. One. Uncle Roy, yeah. That, yeah, with a tiny orange gun.
No drinks.
Yeah, so John Jacobs and Santos, they have this really great, well, they had a green screen at their house, mm-hmm. and so they were just churning out all of these videos, and like just some of the most ridiculous shit, like Tommy Gill was a assassin for hire, but he exclusively killed women and children.
Yeah.
No men. And then Clark was on almost all of them, but this, yeah, he was Uncle Roy who owned a fish restaurant.
An all-you-can-eat seafood restaurant.
Right. All-you-can-eat, but no drinks.
No drinks.
No drinks are not included at all.
So you can just eat and get cottonmouth the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
You want to drink? You better slop up that butter over there. That melted butter is the only thing you're getting for free, buddy.
Slurp down that meat sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think he had on a hat and he had a tiny orange like flare gun.
Yeah, tiny orange.
It's a cap gun.
Yeah.
Because that was used in our sketch video about the gangs that are like aggressive. Or no, but we have a truce now, so we can't fight. It's like these two hardened gangs who would kill each other. Right. But they can't because we have a truce now. So we're just describing all the horrible things that we did to each other's gangs.
Yeah, so.
It's hilarious.
Just go watch John Jacobs' videos. It's impossible to find them because he used his name for the channel. So, like, with titles of the episodes, you can find them, like University of Online College.
Right. So, yeah, you get a YouTube.
Yeah, because there's so many people named John Jacobs.
There's, like, a golfer with, like, fucking 300 videos. So, like, it's deep cuts to get to John Jacobs.
Wow. You just search Tampa News Force. You can find that, and then there'll be a spinoff.
Other videos you may like.
Yeah, it'll probably be him.
It just takes you straight to Faces of Death.
Green screen pandemonium.
Green screen pandemonium. So that Wednesday was fun, man. Anyway, I got to see Run the Jewels for the first time.
For free.
We got to do comedy at O'Brien's.
That's true. How that?
Yeah, that's Zach Rippey's and Roger Nelson's room.
It was fun.
Yeah, the headliner was Michael Harrison. He was on like mm-hmm. Queer as Folk, and I picked him up from like Starbucks of all places to meet somebody.
He was working on a screenplay.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I got a lot of writing done, but he was watching
porn.
Apparently there's this... No, there's a thing going on in Canada, like this really this really bad idea for a show. It was like a white privilege show or something like that. Or like,
isn't that every show nowadays?
Yeah, or it was like a White Lives Matter or something like that, and it just
I mean, don't get me going.
Yeah. And he was just like marveling at how bad it was going. Because he was like, the guys on the show are really, really good. And they're not doing any material that has anything to do with the title of the show. So what the hell are you guys thinking? And I think
you
he was
told
saying
them
that,
about
like,
our
people...
show.
Yeah, so did you pitch them Libtarb City?
Yeah.
Well, that and How Did I Alone? It's like, yeah, it's not about that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think he was saying that... it was what I think we had brought it up. He was saying that it was mostly comics that were having such of a hullabaloo about it. I think
hullabaloo.
That's a very Canadian hullabaloo, I think. Yeah, it was
mostly
comics.
It's a Canadian TV show?
No, it was a comedy show, like you know, the things that we do.
Do you think in Canada?
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a television show.
Yeah, so he was saying it was just like,
do you think in
it
Canada,
was comics being PC police on other comics.
Oh, yeah.
You ever have to demand an apology in Canada?
I thought you were just automatically given one.
No, you
like,
have to
say
go.
You're sorry.
No, dude.
Like, sorry. Sorry, I'm so sorry about this. And they're like, well,
said
I'm
sorry.
I made you feel about that.
Dude, you have to go before the council or whatever the fuck
the
it's
council
called.
Of sorry?
Yes.
The eye of sorry.
You know what I'm talking about?
The eye of sorrow. Sorry.
Steve, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
What, the tribunal?
Yeah, the tribunal. You have to go and like ask for apologies and all that shit.
The wizard Sorrymon.
Yeah. Mm. What are you talking about?
Poutine.
Yeah.
Poutine's delicious.
Lord of the Poutine.
But yeah, like there's a lot of that.
Yeah, because there was a Canadian comic that got sued for like 20 grand or something.
Yeah, we talked about that too. And he was...
Because he called a girl a lesbian or something.
No, he made fun of a kid with a fucked up face.
Oh.
So, well, like, he told me about it. He said it was... He got to do something from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And the comic was saying something about, like, him not being dead yet. And how, like, he's like, isn't that part of the deal? It's like, if you do the Make-A-Wish, it's like, it's terminal, but he's still alive. And yeah. He was, like, kind of making a joke about it. And he was like, the joke's actually pretty good.
It sounds like a good joke.
And he also did make fun of the kid's fucked up face.
Oh, okay.
And then the kids bullied him about it at school. But it's like, is that really your...
Right. Yeah, and so he was saying that it was more of like, excuse me, it was more of a scapegoat thing than anything. They're like, wait, the man with the microphone made you feel bad?
Wait, was the kid in the audience?
No.
Then fuck that kid. If he's not even there to hear it.
It's not like he did a Make-A-Wish and the guy was like, what's up with this kid in the front row?
Right, yeah.
And can we get a camera on this kid?
Right, yeah. And it didn't even sound like the guy was being like that mean about it or anything. It was just, I guess it was just in bad taste, but...
It's almost like that's comedy.
Yeah. It was just one of those
doing some faux pas that's against societal norms.
It was funny because he was saying how nice Canadians are. He was like, dude, that's like, that's taking back your like freedom of speech right there. He's like, man, that's a bad precedent. I was like, yeah.
They don't have a guarantee there. Only we do.
I know, but he lives in New York.
Yeah,
and so he was just, you know, commenting on it. He's like, that sucks.
Yeah, that's why he's here.
Right. Yeah. He was really good, too.
Well, it's just well, like the
most
kid
of
with
them
the...
I, what I've
hang on. Hang on. It's like the guy with the Nazi pug. Like that bullshit.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Like Nazi that pug? You can go to jail for teaching a dog how to Zig Heil.
He taught... You ever heard that story?
No.
This guy, like, taught his girlfriend's dog as a joke, as a pug, to, like... How Hitler or whatever. He would say, like, Zig Heil. And then,
no,
like,
he'd say, gas the Jews over and over.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
And stuff like that. And then the dog would just lift his paw up.
Yeah.
Like, my cat does that if I stop petting her. She'll lift her paw up like that. Right. It looks like she's saluting Hitler.
Right.
I didn't train her to do that. She just does it. So because this guy did that...
Well, all cats are
Nazis. What was it, New Zealand or something?
No, it was Scotland.
Scotland.
At the very least, socialist.
So, dude, he got fined and he could be sentenced up to, like, what, 5 years or something?
Something like that, yeah.
5 years in prison for this shit.
For a YouTube video.
He made a YouTube video filming it. It's like, so he taught his dog to, like, lift its paw up. The same thing as say, do you want a treat or give me your paw?
Right. It was kind of like teaching.
But because
birds.
He used the word Zig Heil and, you know, gas the Jews, it was like a.
It's like in bad taste, but it's not illegal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Apparently it is.
<It's common.
laughs> Excuse me. In America.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. It's like all my pets do it. You ever seen Hussey doing the Zig Heil? It's crazy.
I mean, we live in a country where Lenny Bruce died on appeal. Like, he was appealing the charges against him.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. So
that's what you got to do in America. You just have to run out the appeals process, so you don't have to deal with it anymore.
What a great world to live in, where people can be like, we're so scared of your ideas.
Yeah.
We'd rather you die.
Yeah, and it wasn't even his ideas, the pug thing. He was just doing something that already happened.
The
and
pug
like,
told him to do it.
Yeah, it's like it already happened, and now he's, you know, taught it to do this. It's like he didn't fucking help Hitler rise to power and said, hey, check this out.
Well, the funny thing is, like, a lot of people made this point, so this isn't an original thought, like most aren't. But, like, they're basically saying that it was making fun of the Nazis because... He was like, she thinks the dog's cute, so I'm going to make the dog the most repulsive thing, and so I'm going to make it a Nazi. So, like, obviously he has the right perspective on it.
Yeah. It's obviously a bad thing, so I'm going to do the most worst thing I could think of.
To make this dog not cute.
Yeah, to piss her off.
Right.
And that's all he did.
And they're like, that's offensive. And he's like, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to
Troll-o-lo-lo-lo.
Yeah. You're getting it.
Yeah.
You know what I would have said? You know what else is offensive? To make up a goddamn myth about a fucking Loch Ness Monster just to get people to come to this shithole called Scotland. That's offensive.
People, men in dresses waving their dicks around.
Yeah, wearing fucking skirts.
I'm uncomfortable.
Throwing logs or throwing telephone poles and shit.
What the goddamn shit is
midget
a scotch
tossing,
egg?
Wife tossing. Like, what is this shit?
Wife tossing.
They have that all over there. You ever seen when they throw, like, the telephone poles?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Are you trying to make it go end over end, or is it just like...
I think it's a distance thing. I don't know. It's their javelin.
I think you're trying to flip it until it falls on your mother-in-law or something.
Yeah. Right. Ah, that bitch.
The dog gets shit-faced at the pissa. We'll get pissed. I don't know Scotland.
Wicked pissa?
Wicked pissa.
That's Boston.
Yeah. Which is Scottish.
Of course it is.
It's New Scotland.
Or it's Irish, actually. Never mind. It's close enough, all right? There are all these little islands over there.
Skyerland.
too much salt gets in the food. And
well, here's a hot take. They're all white people, so whatever.
Ah, there you go. They don't have souls.
Yeah, the redheads, exactly. Gingers.
Yeah.
I like the reds.
Let's see. What was the last concert you did, Steven? I forget.
Oh, I went to see Grendel last night.
Grendel?
Grendel. Like from Beowulf.
How was that?
It was awesome.
What? Yeah. Okay.
Was Hansel there?
Yeah, please. Oh, God.
No, that's Gretel. Jesus. They're a different band. They're
Shut up, man.
Hansel.
Hansel and Gretel.
They're indie folk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gretel. Well,
they play for breadcrumbs. They'll play for
they play for candy.
Yeah. They play for peanuts? No, breadcrumbs. You got to give them breadcrumbs.
We just go from like one group going in the ovens to another, like with this Hansel and Gretel shit.
Yeah, yep. No kidding. They did it first.
Fucking biters. Damn Nazis are such biters. Yeah. Although I think the goose stepping was pretty original.
As he's shoving them into the oven, they're like, this isn't original, you know.
Jewish guy. How great would that be?
Some Jewish guy just like shit talking as they're like about to put it.
Your bits suck.
You think this is a good idea?
This is not hack.
Original.
Hack! Hack! Hack!
My game read me a book about this when I was a kid.
You hack Christian Anderson.
That's awesome, dude.
So what were you asking about Grendel?
I have a bad visual in my head right now.
yeah. Grendel's like a goth, I guess, aggro tech band.
Yeah.
Oh my, I haven't even heard of that.
So explain genres. What aggro tech is, because I loosely have an idea of what
aggro tech is. They just aggressively pound the keyboards?
I know what aggro tech is, but do you know what aggro tech is?
I'm going to hit this beat machine harder than anyone else does, because I'm aggro tech.
Explain it at me, and I'll tell you if I understand it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, like, if you've ever played the Devil May Cry games, it's that music.
Okay.
Like
I've never played that.
So like it's like
heavy synthesizers and shit.
Yeah, it's like a heavier Nine Inch Nails. Okay. Like instead of like the sleepy singing he does, it's like screaming. So it's like death metal vocals with Nine Inch Nails music.
So it's not industrial. So, like, it's a little harder than industrial. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. It was like hardcore industrial rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Neat. Yeah, like Combi Christ, Suicide Commando, Grendel.
Suicide Commando, Grendel.
Yeah, so it's
Grendel.
Like Tool but heavier.
Oh, it's so much heavier than Tool. Because, like, Tool is mostly not really ever fast, but Aggrotech is, like, really fast.
Okay. Right. So it's almost like a techno.
It's music to punch people to. Like,
so it's like 120, 140 beats per minute kind of thing?
Would it be good stuff
Are
to
you doing
run
this
and listen
to me right now?
No, I'm just asking.
We're doing music theory?
No.
No, that's a music theory? That's just
asking how many beats per minute. Beats per minute isn't music.
He's
theory.
Talking it's tempo. It's however, tempo. However, you can have 30-second notes at 80 beats per minute, and that'll be equivalent to 16th notes.
Right.
I guess that's true. Yeah, but I was just going off of the standard.
Yeah, but is the pace... Yeah, I was like, not to... Yeah. Is it like good that. Stuff to lift and run to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, that's what I listen to it for, mostly.
No, there was a... that was what they started doing with athletes. Like, most athletes now, like, they'll... If they have to go run and do shit like that, they have them running with... you know, most people have in, like, iPods and iPads.
I hope they're not...
Not iPads, God.
I hope they're not doing that to boxers. What, but, jogging with an iPad?
Yeah, exactly. Well, like that's what they were saying was that like
jump rope with this iPad.
The best times that they're getting out of people, at least for training and stuff, is having them run to stuff that's like at least 120 beats per minute and above. And I think usually you can scale it to whenever you have, you know, the faster songs.
Oh yeah, when I used to work
just
out on the elliptical,
loop flight of the bumblebee.
Yeah,
Scotty ran a 4.3-minute mile. How old is he? 9.
And then he had an embolism right at the finish line.
He exploded.
No, when I used to work out on elliptical, I'd listen to like metal music too because it got me going.
But then what I would do
but
is...
You don't want to get David going. No. You just like start throwing over weight equipment and like throwing...
Tapping
tits,
the person
my
on
tits
the next...
just go flying everywhere. It's not a pretty sight.
Tapping the person on the next machine and over. Hey, you want to know about these GTNs?
You may call them Starry Nights.
Never heard of them. But... So I would do that.
From Virginia?
But then, like, I'd cool down on the treadmill, do, like, a walking cool down, and I would listen to, like, hip-hop. because it was like a slower thing you can walk to, you know.
I hope they're not doing like the aggro music with like boxers, because like, you know, the whole old thing, the old school training is like, you can't fuck, you got to keep all that cum in your balls.
So like, oh, all that anger, yeah, that,
yeah, because like you're gonna lose that and you're gonna lose the fight, and it's, yeah, like, so now you're like, all right, no sex, listen to this angry music, and just run as fast as you can.
So, it sucks. It's gonna be like 2 days before the fight, and someone's gonna cut them off like in the Publix fucking grocery line. They're just gonna walk up and clock this old woman.
He's gonna walk up and just rip the door off their Toyota Sienna, yeah, and just beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. Right,
with the door, like a road rage thing. Yeah.
Freshly.
Just bend the metal back with their bare hands.
What'd you do?
Gonna open this goddamn car like a tuna,
yeah,
can.
Yeah,
you're gonna choke on that new car.
Try to run for me, bitch.
Stick the little trees.
Just
in the
holding
mouth.
The front end up, and the back wheels are just burning out. On, yeah, the ground.
Yeah. I should have gotten the front wheel drive.
Do you know how long it's been since I've come?
Is that what boxers do?
I'm listening to 3 Days Grace all the time and shit.
Oh, God.
Coming at you sideways.
They make me listen to Nickelback. God damn it.
Fucking butt Navy rock. Don't get me going.
Squid rock? Is that what you said? Yeah. Navy butt rock?
Navy butt rock. All right. Rock,
okay.
Rock.
So, have you talked about it before? I know you've told me about Navy butt rock, but I don't know if you've talked about it on the pod.
I don't know. It's
just, so, yeah, please tell Navy me. Navy butt rock.
I grew up in Virginia Beach, as some of you may know, and it's a big Navy town.
Sensational.
So,
Navy.
Yeah. So you see all these Navy guys that, you know, listen to aggressive, well, what they think is like rock music, like Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, God.
3 Days Grace. Like, I hate everything. It's like, oh, my, shut up. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And they listen to that horrible butt rock music and like a fucking early 2000s V6 Mustang.
So what's, yeah, the origin of butt rock?
Phrase? It's just...
Is it for when you're getting your butt rocked? Like,
maybe.
It's when you're preparing for a DW.
It's just shitty fucking commercial rock that you hear, yeah, on every radio station.
Like over shitty arena rock.
Or is it like when you get a prostate tumor? Because you're a goddamn man. Yeah. You listen to 3 Days Grace and Trapped, and you're not letting some dude finger fuck your butthole.
That's right.
Look at Shine Down. You have to tie me down to check my prostate.
I got butt rocks.
Yeah. Because I can't pee.
I got so many polyps down there, it's like a sponge. I got coral in my ass.
Oh, God.
Looks like a level of centipede. that's a deep reference right there. Ooh. I watched Pixels.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But not the figures in my ass.
Yeah. Hey, I ain't gay. Watch me throw this football.
Yeah, I'm a semen, but I ain't taking semen.
It's just...
I think women and semen don't mix, sir. We know what you think. That was a Simpsons one for you, Davey.
I don't know the Simpsons.
Yeah.
But I know that Navy butt rock. I hated it. They would blast it. Because at the ocean front, like, you cruise the strip. It's like in Ybor, there's 7th Avenue. Like every city, Ocean City, Maryland, has like the beach or whatever. We have Atlantic Avenue.
Every state has the beach.
It's just a strip. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, you cruise that, like, the cool spot. Wherever the cool spot street in your town is.
That's where you put the top down.
Yeah, you know, and you holler at the girlies and shit. Well, anyway, these
kick
fucking
on your
squids,
hydraulics.
Yeah, make sure you call them girlies, too.
Yeah. Well, that's squids. That's what they say, shit like that.
Dames.
They're, like, 18, 19 years old. First time away from mommy and daddy. So, they just roll down the strip. Got the fucking, you know, Shine Down blaring and all that shit. It's just like,
right, yeah.
It's just like, oh my God. And they're just like, hey girl, what's up? You know, honking and just being a fucking obnoxious.
Yeah.
And then they think it's cool because there's like 30 of them. And they're all fucking E1 airmen or E4, whatever the fucking classification is.
Right, like right when you're just
starting. They just enlisted. They just got stationed there like 2 months ago. So that's why we avoided all the clubs down at the oceanfront and the bars, because it was all squids down there.
Yeah.
It's like even the 19-year-old kids would get like their older like buddies.
So, wait, the guys are squids or the girls are squids?
The guys are squids, yeah. That's what they call Navy men.
What do you call
the
ladies?
They shoot their ink on everything? Or?
No, yeah.
Probably.
That's a good thing. But that's just what we call the guys in the Navy, because they're not from there. They're all from everywhere else. They get stationed there.
And they can, like, compress their just cephalic head down and just slide under.
Slide through a keyhole.
Right, Slide through a keyhole.
Like, oh, her husband's home. Let me just... You know, slide out under the door and shit.
Yeah.
They're squids. That's what we called them.
Yeah.
Like it's a derogatory term, but I don't care. They're assholes. So like we.
It's not like it's a race or anything.
So like, yeah, but like me and all my friends, we'd be at the clubs.
They
and
chose the squid light.
30 of them.
Yeah, squid light chose me, man.
But there's like 30 of them. And they want to talk shit to like six of us. And it's like, dude, you are so, oh my God.
It's like, you just went through basic training. You know a couple moves now.
They're just
and then David, with your 30 friends.
David, yeah. Like, what do you know about this movie? You just starts giving them noogies.
Go to the bathroom. I'll show you a swirly.
David, you're fucking up my crew cut.
he does the Ace Ventura thing. He like starts pressing his eyeball. He's like, oh.
Why is your armpit so sweaty?
I'll show you a real bear hug.
Squid hug.
Squid hug, yeah.
You've been crushed for 8 tentacles.
The Navy. But honestly, they helped out a lot with the economy because they go on those 6-month tours.
They probably kept Sam Goody open for a couple more months.
Yeah. Well, no, they go down to sea and they
Sam
can't.
Goody doesn't make any money off of those guys because they just come in, play a couple chords, and then they're like, yeah, I'll be back for this. And they're like, no, you
No,
won't.
You think of Sam Ash. Sam Goody's
Oh, Sam
like,
Goody.
The CD store.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm thinking of Sam Ash.
Yeah, FYE or whatever.
Yeah, FYE or Sam Ash. Sam Goody. Jesus. You got me doing it.
Yeah, see?
But anyway.
Now I want to go to Sam Ash. And
no, because...
Tinker?
Yeah.
Play Stairway?
I meant like the no ocean stairway. Front. They keep it going because like, they'll go on 6-month tours on a ship and they have nowhere to go to spend their money because they're at sea.
They'll be like,
so their bank accounts get big and then when they get dry docked in Virginia Beach, they just go out and you know, like, spend like thousands of dollars.
I need a place to go buy neon colored t-shirts I can print ironic slogans on.
Yeah.
Right.
Like every beach.
Like I haven't even begun to aggro.
Sensations.
Sun's out, guns out.
See, if you put it on that aggro stuff, they'd be like, that shit's gay. You know what I mean? I'm talking some real music. Five Finger Death Punch doing Bad Company.
This
remake.
This is what my girlfriend's gay brother would listen to. Yeah.
They call me Bad Company. They're like, fuck yeah, that's real American music and shit. And I'm just like, please kill yourself already.
Like, they put bagpipes behind Billy Squire. Fuck yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with this, but have you heard of a band called Electric Light Orchestra? Yeah. And
have
just,
you
like,
ever
start moshing around listening to it?
You ever?
Hey, you want to get deep? Listen to Disturbed cover of The Sound of Silence.
Oh, yeah, The Sound of Silence cover, yeah.
I've
been listening to Disturbed when he was like, wow. Everywhere, all right? I'm a real Disturbed fan. Yeah. Papa Roach, I only like their first album. They turned gay after that with the queer hair gel and finger gloves.
You know what's
Dude,
great about
you
Disturbed?
You can watch. There's Five Finger Death Punch videos, and I'm not exaggerating, where they're walking around with like military guns. And like they're like shooting guns and being very like, oh, we support the troops.
Dude,
and like they're over there doing. It's like, dude, you are so like. It just it irritates me because I know deep down those guys are like, I hate having to do this shit.
No, that was
but that's our fan base.
No, that's what see,
our
that's,
fan base?
That's what Pensacola.
Their
is.
Fan base. Sorry, Five Finger Death Punch.
Pensacola is a bunch of Air Force, Navy, and Marines in there as well, and so. That was, dude, that's what Three Doors Down was. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, when they would go around.
Oh, God. It was, oh, let's do the breakdown of this song. I'm like, they suck.
It's 3 a.m. and I'm feeling lonely.
Is that Rob Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Matchbox 20.
Same thing.
Same thing.
There's a number and
yeah,
a name.
I literally cannot tell the difference.
If I go crazy, then will you still call me super? Yeah. Shut up.
To
I
me, they're the same
today
band.
Today in London.
Yeah.
The
yeah, no, they,
at
some of
like,
the,
oh.
Dude, after 9/11, that shit took off, because, like, in the movie theaters, they would have
it was,
they would have music videos of Three Doors Down.
It was the second strike of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, exactly. That's a, Jesus.
Three Doors Down will take off.
We'll put a boot in your ass and
Toby Keith,
tell you
yeah.
I'm kind of attracted to you, but I'm not allowed to.
Exactly.
There's a book told me not to.
Yeah.
Alan Jackson.
Dude. Just think of, like, anyone that thinks American Sniper is like a great classic movie.
Uh-huh.
Listens to Five Finger Death Punch. 100%. I can't get off it now.
Right.
Because it's in my head, just that visual, these big bearded guys. They love Duck Dynasty.
Yeah.
Oh, don't come for my guns.
They're like, yeah, I like comedy. Like, oh, Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
That public guy's all right. That Jeff Dunham, he's all right. You know, he got that Haji puppet.
He's got that Haji puppet.
He's got that Haji.
You know, he's got that little green dick on a stick. That's a pepper. Fuck you.
That's a Mexican right there. That's what that is.
That's what you should do to all of them right there.
Put them on a goddamn stick, I tell you. Dance for me, Mexican. Dance.
Yeah, right up their butt. Isn't that gay? Fuck no, it ain't.
Make a piñata out of you,
boy.
How
come everything you suggest, you say you should put something up their butt? Like this.
Are you a closet homophobe? How dare you? How dare you
that
say
that?
That
shit ain't Chris.
Yeah. Just because I have thoughts about it every night doesn't mean it's true because I'm not doing it. You ain't putting nothing in my butt.
I don't touch myself thinking about it. I do gently rub my dick against the bed while I think about it.
Now let me go watch these. Now back to watching these aggressive men tackle each other on the field and slap each other's asses in between plays.
I think it's gayer grinding your dick against the bed. There is nothing gay about a grown man caressing his dick with the bed meat.
Rubbing his erect penis against beautiful Egyptian cotton high thread count sheets.
I only fuck with, it's got to be 4-digit thread counts. I don't fuck with that 3-digit.
Got to be shooting my millions and them thousands, you know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right. What? That's pretty good.
Matt, you broke character. He's like, that was pretty good.
No, you gotta shoot my millions on them thousands.
We were talking about before.
Come on, man.
Yeah, we were talking about the before the podcast where you were saying, what is it like, like, it's all, like, there's certain people that only like dick jokes and, like, sports. And it's like,
yeah,
when you think about it, it's very closeted homosexual, both of them. It's very closeted homosexuality.
That's why,
they don't realize it, and they just think it's the greatest thing ever, and it's so funny.
I always remember being a kid and being told I'm the weird one for being like, why are we all slapping each other on the ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Like, why are you making it a thing? It's like, because it's fucking weird.
The lines between
like,
camaraderie.
Good job. Assault.
Yeah. Like, well, no, just the lines between camaraderie and homosexuality get really blurred when you go to sports.
You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, you love sports? So you love watching like WNBA and the women play? No, I don't watch that. I watch real NBA. You know what I mean? It's like, so you watch a bunch of sweaty dudes running up and down the court?
Yeah, like
balls?
Pounding their chest and like chest bumping each other.
You know what's great is there is more than one picture of a guy like taking balls to the face
in
a basketball. Like some dude's blocking his shot.
Still framed of like a dude.
He's got
his
hands
face.
Up like, I'm not going to jump and get a foul. I'm just going to take this charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take the charge right to your fucking face. Some guy's teen to all up in your
I
fucking
see
grill.
That,
just 10 inches of sweaty meat to your face.
Yeah, I want to see that.
7'8"
yeah,
awkward
that
Lithuanian.
Yeah, I want to see that one dude that's like 6'6", smiling, getting balls to the face. Yeah. Just like huge smile.
Just the grease.
Oh, God. Yeah, like Along Came Polly.
Oh, yeah, the sweat.
Yeah, the sweaty guy. Yeah, basketball.
That's a good scene.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
I like that movie.
It's got Philip Seymour Hoffman in it. You know it's good.
Good mention, Matt.
Right. Yeah. White chocolate. Yeah, I'd like
raindrops. It's like nowhere near the basket.
Make it rain.
Isn't that the one where like he eats the spicy food or whatever?
And yeah, he has the poop.
Yeah.
Shits in her house. And, yeah.
He's just like sweating bullets in the bar and in the restaurant.
She's like, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah, you seem to be sweating profusely.
I eat Thai all the time or whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like you had to eat it all with like your hands.
Your hands.
It was like an Indian restaurant or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Magobi.
You know what's fun is going places with people with allergies. Like we used to go to Asian restaurants with this girl who had like a shrimp allergy, which no one actually has. You have an iodine allergy.
Ah.
Which you probably knew.
Well, if you're
Dr.
allergic
Matt.
To shellfish,
Dr. Me,
wouldn't that be count?
No.
It's in a shell.
Typically, people with shrimp allergies just have an iodine allergy because shrimp is so high in iodine.
Oh, okay.
So they like say it's shrimp, but it's not shrimp. It's like any sort of iodine. So like if you go to have a CAT scan, you are like at a risk.
Right. You can't get that. Yeah. Which helps you see shit.
Yeah. It makes you like translucent. Well, neon, basically.
Yeah.
Like, glow and shit. But anyway, like anytime we would go to an Asian restaurant, like, they do shared cooking surfaces. And she was like, how often are you cooking the shrimp? It's like, what? Like, any amount of shrimp is going to kill you.
Right.
You can't just be like, well, I'll have an acceptable amount.
Shrimp
or she'd be like,
stew, shrimp, scampi, shrimp, oh boy,
like,
shrimp.
Well, I want the fried rice. Honey, can you go get me some Benadryl? Like, she'd say this to her girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
It's like, yeah, you're just going to roll the dice.
Yeah.
She's going to be chugging Benadryl while, like, EpiPen. Yeah, and then dunking shrimp with the other hand while you're chugging Benadryl.
Well, I mean, she wasn't eating shrimp. She was eating shit cooked on the same surface as the shrimp.
Yeah.
Right.
And just being like, oh, it'll probably be fine. It's like...
Will it?
I mean...
It's not how allergies work. I've seen my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know about bees.
Macaulay Culkin.
Why is that so funny? That's his name.
He tried to find the mood ring.
Yeah. Yes.
I think he did find it, didn't he?
Yeah, he also found Trouble.
Yeah.
Right.
In a big way.
He found Jerry Seinfeld and...
Larry
from,
David.
From B-Movie, whatever. And they attacked him.
I'm going to sting this boy. What are you doing, you idiot?
Oh, you're stung him pretty good. There's just like a bald bee with like the horseshoe hair.
And glasses.
He's like, how are you still alive? He's like, I don't sting people.
We're doing this.
That's not my thing. Yeah, but what if the hives on... Hives and someone's going after the queen.
It's in danger.
I could take or leave it.
I'm relatively indifferent for a bee.
Yeah. It's not a hive mind. It's more pressure. Like my mind. You know?
He's getting peer pressured into like.
I wonder if I could do it.
Yeah. They're like, go. Wait. Everyone's stinging him. We got to kill Macaulay Culkin.
Why does a queen just get to sit on her fat ass all day? Just eating jelly.
We got to sit here and service her. I just don't see the point.
Very introspective bee.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
So much traffic. You guys don't need to, you need a signal.
Fat Jeff Garland bee. Just screaming at everything.
That'd be great, man.
Curly-headed bee. Yeah.
But yeah, so my girl, yeah, he gets stung.
That is what happened.
But it doesn't make sense because he jumps in the water. So didn't that save him? Or no, he doesn't jump in the water that time. He jumps in the water with her.
I thought
her.
He jumped in the water to get away from the bees the first time.
He did
time.
It with her, yeah, originally. And then yeah. The second time he doesn't, he just like stands there for some reason swatting at him.
Yeah.
Because he
yeah.
lost his glasses. So I guess because your glasses are gone, you can't see water.
You don't have a sense of direction.
Yeah.
My glasses were also a compass.
Yeah.
Google Glasses.
Yeah, Google Glasses.
1992 editions.
Some sort of weird Black yeah, Mirror
just,
shit.
Yeah, it's just like two double-paned windows just stuck on his face. Very bulky. That's what I'm trying to get at. Very
the Windows
bulky.
96 edition.
Yeah.
The Macaulay Culkin Coke bottle edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Tommy Viagra glasses.
Oh, yeah, that guy. That yeah. guy's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, this yeah that comedian, this guy would wear those like dead you know those man. Coke bottle glasses, but they're like the novelty ones, which you don't. He's just like, oh, this is wacky. Then he wore like a vaudeville hat.
Well, I saw him have a bow tie, but I didn't see him push a button to make it spin once.
Yeah, that's.
Does yeah. he have a flower that shoots water out of it or in like his pocket?
The flap bib that could be.
Oh, don't tell me he's gonna do the flapping dicky. Me so solly. Another Simpsons reference.
He had that sweet bowler hat on, though, that I like.
Yeah.
That every guy in the 20s wore. Not bowler.
No. It's a stupid it's straw hat.
A straw one, yeah.
Yeah. I just called it the vaudeville hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The barbershop quartet hat.
Yeah. That's what it really reminded me of.
Ticket tape parade type thing.
Yeah. Pleasantville hat.
Yeah. You know what's scary?
Was a ragtime girl just on her period?
You know, you know what's scary is Tommy
Don't
Gill.
Don't get on a minute Mississippi steamboat.
Tommy Gill's been dressing a lot like he's wearing a bow tie and a suit. And I'm like, I hope Tommy doesn't turn into that guy one day.
Oh, my God.
Well, I like that Tommy's suits all look like used car dealer suits.
Yeah, for sure. Like, the cheaper, right. the better.
He's
yeah,
going very Van Hope.
No, but it's like, it's if the dealer was, like, going out to do something as well. Not at work.
Yeah.
Like his like a used car salesman's idea of something fancy.
Yeah, this is his crushing pussy suit.
Right. Yeah. like so I have to yeah.
That's his I got off work suit. Whereas before he had the car salesman suit on. So
the like, closet's just a series of suits.
Yeah.
Right.
This is my casual suit.
Right.
The one I wear out to the bars.
this is the one where you know what
it was either wear the suit or lose the weight, so
yeah.
Yeah.
So listen, this is so the ladies don't end up with the squids. They end up with a Mako,
that's
like
right.
me.
The secret is layers in tweed.
Layers. I got the leather patches on my on my elbows.
Oh, those are suede, huh? Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Suede patches.
Yeah, yeah. There we go.
Perfect. That's good. Wait. Well, I was talking about Tommy because.
Yeah, I was like, where were we going?
Well,
with
Friday
that?
Night. Friday night, we did his first open mic, and it was fun, man. I had a good set, and it was like another. Like, open mic celebrity status thing happened. Mm-hmm. There was a guy there that saw me and thought it was hilarious and bought me, like, beers all night. So, it was really nice. I mean, granted, they're Miller High Life, so were they, like, a dollar? You know what I mean? They're not that expensive.
As much as champagne.
Did they charge you, like, nothing for your drinks? Because they charged me, like, nothing for mine.
Yeah, it was really cheap.
Like, I got a rum and Coke for $1.75.
What the fuck? That's awesome.
Really and I was cheap. Like, this is irresponsible.
Yeah, irresponsible prices.
And because the guy that was buying them for me, I guess.
Well, and Rachel asked that one chick, it's like, how long you been here, ma'am? She held up, like, me her fingers, and it was like, 8. And she was like, oh, since 8 tonight? And she shook her head. We were there at like 10, man. She was like saying she was there since 8 in the morning. It's like, I've just been here all day drinking.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's funny because the
got like, at all these prices, my calories by noon.
Well, the person that owns that bar, that lady that was there,
yeah,
I don't know if you saw her. She also owns like the laundromat that's like 2 doors down.
Killing it.
Yeah. It's called the Corner Laundromat, and then this is called the Corner Bar. So wait, like the guy that I was hanging out with, his girlfriend, it's in the corner of a shopping center.
It's also on the corner of 2 streets.
Boom.
Wait, how does that work?
Well, it's this place where roads intersect. And there's like a point, and that would be a corner of it.
Right.
It's very intersectional.
Imagine a square, and then just pick one of the top corners.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Or bottom corners, depending on where you're
like,
looking at.
Think to yourself, imagine the Cartesian plane.
Right.
But anyway, it was really
cool.
This
would be in the second quadrant, I would say.
Got it.
That guy hooked me up with drinks, and we had a good time. And I sang karaoke. Matt's mapping out corners on his hands right now. He's so confused.
Oh, wait. Then you did karaoke?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you karaoke?
Oh, what did I sing?
Yeah.
I sang. What
did you sing? David knows the lyrics to every song I've ever heard of.
I wouldn't
like,
go that far.
But... Yeah.
I sang Grease, Summer Lovin' with Rachel. That was fun.
You'll make out at the end or fly off of... With a car?
No, that's weird.
That sucks.
Then I sang Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks, always a crowd favorite.
Shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heck!
Yeah, exactly.
Did you do Wagon Wheel after that one?
No. There was one of the bartenders wearing a hat that said Wagon Wheel, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
There you go. What else? And then I sang one more after that. I don't remember what it was. Oh, I sang Journey Faithfully. I squeeze my nuts and everything during the song just to hit those high notes.
They do it every single night, by the way. I don't know how
karaoke
the fuck you can work
7 days
there.
A night, dude.
Ask Mike Morse about doing it. I think that ruined Journey for him. Like, he can't listen to Journey. Mike Morse, he can't listen to Journey anymore.
Because of Faithfully, or are you saying?
No, because he did. He ran karaoke.
Does he have a GoFundMe for it or something? For his inability to listen
to
Journey?
Oh,
he
used to run rooms. Okay.
Yeah, Piper. So he knows all the songs that it fucks up. So, there we go.
It's all those, like, any song you can think of that's popular, that girls are going to sing that.
Right. Yeah.
Girls.
It was fucking picture with Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock. That's not Kid Rock. Oh God! You know how many fucking squids listen to that bullshit? I am American Badass, dude. I'm like, I want to drive into your car and
go
kill us both.
Easy on our future president.
I will bury you,
God, dude.
He's gonna be Senator Rock, and he's gonna be president.
120 Coke pound fucking ass. Yeah, that's him. 18 pounds is hair.
Just imagine every press conference. Are you the bald? Are you still the bulldog?
Yeah.
I'm by with the bod.
He walks in with a white mink coat on. They're like, is that Kid Rock? No, that's Senator Chris Rock to you.
Senator Chris Rock?
Kid Rock.
Yeah, Senator Chris Rock.
He just gets a transition. They're built the same.
Yeah.
Real skinny.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love a President Kid Rock.
I would not. I'm done. I'm tired of it.
Dude, at this point, it doesn't matter, dude. We'll just have a fucking bag of Doritos up there.
That'd be cool.
The sooner we can just
And a Mountain Dew. Yeah. Vice President Mountain Dew. A 2 liter.
President Camacho.
And a party-sized bag of Doritos.
No, there's going to be some, like, evil scientist is what we're going to eventually end up with.
And oh, you mean Hitler? Oh.
No. Hitler wasn't a scientist. He was a failed artist. But, like...
Close enough.
Get it right.
It's the same thing.
Like,
you go into science when you fail at art.
It's going to be like an evil scientist who's just going to be like, well, I guess there's term limits, so I've made a clone of myself.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go ahead and run him.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same person. You're right.
It's, yeah. Actually,
President forever.
Yeah, I tried to do that. I was like, Dad, if you had a... I tried to do that to my dad. I was like, Dad... Like, trying to be a smartass or, like, cute joke. If you had a clone and you had sex with it, would it be masturbation? And, of course, it's supposed to, you know, it's a rhetorical question or whatever. He's like, no, because it's separate. It's a separate stream of consciousness. And I was like, God damn it. That's not funny at all.
Parents, that's
a rational
funny.
Explanation of what I just asked.
Matt, parents aren't funny.
wasn't trying to be funny.
I just don't understand.
Yeah. You
know?
No, but that's he ruined the whole funniness of it for you, as I'm saying, because he came back with an intelligent answer, and you're like, God damn it. Just laugh and move on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
be silly, God damn it.
Was he considering it for several moments?
No.
No, he just immediately shot back with that?
Yeah.
He put his, like,
as though he's thought
chin.
Of it before? I think that's the, like, most
finally,
concerning part.
He's like, finally, my son has asked the questions that I have tried to raise him to ask.
I feel like most people have the birds and the bees talk, but I'm preparing to raise Matt Williams. So these curveballs are coming.
It's
like,
it's more like the squids
in
the DW
robot.
Talk.
Yeah. Squids in the DW talk. Come on. My parents didn't talk to me. Yeah. Why do you think I'm fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh, Davey, wait.
Just imagine, like, 80s and 90s movies.
They were like,
on VHS.
Ask it to the TV.
That's where I got my knowledge from, was television quotes, movie quotes.
Did you ever find the beef?
Yes. That's a little bit before my time.
You know, it's some bullshit. The Dunkin' Donuts commercial from back in the day. I guess they don't even make their donuts there anymore.
Time to make the donuts. Oh, now no. It's like time to defrost the donuts.
Yes. Time to unload the order of donuts.
Yeah. They don't do them in
the
house.
To unpackage the donuts.
Because I went there, and, like, my girlfriend likes, like, the cake donuts, not the yeast donuts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
And they only have, like, just glazed or plain cake donuts. I'm like, well, can you just put chocolate frosting on it? They're like, we don't make the donuts anymore. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how do you not?
We've put all of our resources into coffee.
If I bring you some Hershey's
syrup.
We're
a logistics company
can you just,
now.
Right.
Squirt this on my cake donut.
Do you have your W-2?
We get our donuts
from
China.
I love the old fashions. The cakes, those are good donuts, dude. People sleep on them. So moist,
I don't like them that
and decadent.
Much.
Oh, good.
Oh, old fashions are good.
Yeah, baby.
I don't like them that much.
They are racist, though.
Super racist.
Yeah, as you bite into it, it's like, you fucking... Oh, we gotta get quick before he says it. We gotta bite in quick. Man.
Well, he really bit his head off.
That donut's so racist. No, he's old fashioned.
It's old fashioned.
He's from a different generation.
That doesn't make them racist. They're just like old fashioned. That's so funny. Oh, I like that, dude. I can't wait till I'm old.
Just get away with ridiculous shit.
Yeah, they're going to be like, he's just old fashioned.
He's like, your fashion sucks.
David will just be in the middle of the town square. Were you born a woman?
Just yelling.
He's old fashioned.
Hey, sir, get off my lawn. Z-Zim, whatever the fuck you call yourself. Back in my day, if I wanted to know stuff, I had to use the Dewey Decimal System.
Is this mailman?
Is this mailman, yeah.
Mail person.
They're still going to have mail, dude. I'm telling you, there's a conspiracy theory that the post service has with the government. Or they have secret, like, they know some shit about, like, you know, all the government somehow.
What?
What are you even talking about?
The post office knows everything about the government?
Yeah, they have they're blackmailing them. Because who the fuck still mails letters? Besides, like, the people who like, try to get you to sign up for a credit card and shit.
Yeah, collectors. Or,
no one uses post service anymore.
Or why are there
Why are we
phone
wasting
books?
Funds on them? You know what I'm saying? Government funds, they always want to cut, like, the education and cut EPA. It's like, those things are kind of important.
I miss the postal service.
Why don't we cut the fucking mailmen off? We don't need those people anymore.
That's a good band.
male people.
I think like the Postmaster General has like.
Well, he's got general in his name. He's obviously a warmonger.
That's true. Yeah.
The war of the letters.
Send out telegrams and shit.
Get
your war bonds here. Get your war bonds.
I survived through the Amazon wars.
Amazon. When the Walmarts went online.
Do you think that's Dark Day?
Yeah. It was a dark day.
It was a dark day. Smoke a the lawn darts went flying.
First you had the Yahoos. Then you had the Walmarts.
Then you had the Bings.
The Bings. Now the Amazonians are moving in.
Do you think that was like a red flag in Austin, like with the bombs that were getting delivered? They're just like, hang on.
I wonder if all of them said Amazon.
Hang on.
Was it only through the postal
Nobody
service?
Nobody gets things delivered.
Yeah.
Who said this?
Yeah. Well, that would automatically
first we survived the first we survived the UPS and Federal Express days, and then some bitch named DHL tried to come through, but
they don't get to call themselves Federal Express anymore.
Yeah. What are they called now?
FedEx.
FedEx. That's right.
Yeah.
Because they're not federal at all.
No. You're out of your jurisdiction, FedEx.
It's kind of. Yeah.
Get back in your truck.
It's kind of like the.
This is a state jurisdiction.
It's kind of like the Federal Reserve. It's not federal at all, but they're still called the Federal Reserve.
We're going to burn down the Federal Express. Yeah, down with government. No, that's not part of the government, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Getting kicked off the reservation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Fucking FedEx.
Oh, man.
I was trying to think of like what the postal equivalent of the Trail of Tears would be.
Just a bunch of letters.
The Mail of Tears.
Yeah, the Mail of Tears.
Just a bunch of empty sacks and letters blown across the desert instead of tumbleweeds. Just like
just one Indian crying a single tear.
Yeah.
But they're all wearing that blue uniform.
How
with that fur could they hat. Let they this happen? They got the happen? Fur hat on that they wear.
Exactly.
Yeah. But still, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I don't trust the postal service.
Right.
Call the other guy in the tribe, qualifies for free shipping. Runs with letters.
Runs with letters.
Signs with cursive.
Packs with styrofoam.
Call him. Yeah, packs with peanuts.
This is my son, Little Print. Hard to read. Must Squint, or whatever. He's got all these nicknames.
Must Squint.
Must Squint to read the fine
Squinto.
Print. Yeah, Squinto.
Squinto the Indian.
Oh, my God.
So, wait, when the Texas bombing thing happened, was that through the Postal Service, or was it UPS?
I don't know if it was UPS or FedEx. I'm sure.
Just left it somewhere.
It would be terrible.
No, they got delivered to the houses, I think.
If someone listening would fact check it. In the comments.
Wow.
Like maybe comments. Commented.
Worst episode ever.
Where's the guest?
I'm happy with that, dude.
Where's the guest? Bring back the guest.
I'll be happy with any comment, dude.
We wanted
email us, How to Die Alone Podcast.
Have we even,
Gmail.
Okay, so we finally hit the 2,000 download. We have yet to get a comment on any of these, right?
No, we got comments on the first, like, three.
Okay.
On Podbean.
Yeah, because people were like, hey, I'll give this a try. Then after the third one, I'm like, nope.
Nope.
I think you're supposed to talk back to them, but like, I don't know what to do besides like thumbs up a lot of times. They're like, great episode. Yeah. And I'm like...
I just put, I heart thumb. Everything, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
That or laughing.
Wait, oh, yeah.
The laughing emoji.
Matt's got two emotions.
Yeah.
Love or go-tos. Laugh.
Right.
There's no live
up.
Option.
It's like, well, no, nobody does anything impressive, so what am I going to do? Use that wow emotion?
Yeah,
wow.
That's his two emote. Wow. He's like, wow. I'm either going to thumb you up or I'm going to be crying laughing.
Well, you're not going to do sad.
No.
I rarely do sad. I did, I actually used the sad today because I shared a memory. I was like, it's like, you live to eat Chipotle or you live long enough to go to Moe's.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared Walker said, like, Moe's is the best. And I wrote Cryface.
Moe's is better than Chipotle.
That's ridiculous.
What? Oh, we're going to have a fight
look,
after
as
this,
far
dude.
As I'm concerned,
the body slammed one of you through this damn table.
The hierarchy of all this shit is Tijuana Flats, Chipotle, Moe's.
Okay. I don't even put Tijuana Flats up there with those two because they serve other things besides burritos.
Yeah, but everything they serve is great, and they have a sauce bar.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. So does Moe's. Moe's, you get free salsa and chips with your purchase. Chipotle, you got to pay extra for.
You also get a Tijuana Flats. So
okay.
You get chips. All
right. Well, then your hierarchy is wrong. It should be Tijuana Flats, Moe's, then Chipotle.
No.
Yes. Chipotle's owned by McDonald's.
So?
They're the devil.
Yeah, and they knocked it out of the park.
The devil, Matthew.
They have not once had a Star Wars themed day there, have they?
That's right. No, I do like Chipotle, too. I just prefer Moe's.
How do you get owned by McDonald's?
Because of the free chips and salsa.
Right.
How do you get owned by McDonald's and by virtue of that Disney and not have a Star Wars day?
Yeah. I don't know. There's tinfoil hat day.
And they charge you extra for guacamole.
They charge
there,
you extra for fucking everything.
I don't like that at all.
One time I went.
They treat the guac like the McDonald's people treat the nugget sauces. Can I get a ranch? And they get look at you like,
listen, they treat the guacamole like most treats the queso.
I guess that's true.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you got to pay extra for queso at the other one, too, don't you, Chipotle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, their queso isn't exactly queso.
You don't got to pay extra for shit at Tijuana Flats.
All right, I'll give you that.
I get the flautas, and they're like, hey, can I get you anything else? And I'm like,
what?
Yeah, can I get some chips, just like a handful of chips? And they just bring a whole tray of chips. I'm like, what do I owe you? And they're like, psh.
What's flautas?
Flautas, it's like they make burrito rolls and like fry them. So they like press them down like basically like little burrito
so
paninis.
It's a chimichanga?
Kind of. It's sliced into like
burrito.
8 parts. And then
it's
they
very
give you,
like fluffy, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. And then they give you
light and crispy.
Like pita? They give you guac with sour cream and cheese sauce and like a pile of toppings.
Toppings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so you just put all your like lettuce and onions and jalapenos and all that shit.
Jalapenos?
Yeah, jalapenos.
I like those.
But you know what bullshit happened to me at Chipotle?
What happened?
I went to the one. I'm going to put them on blast. The one across the street from Side Splitters.
Oh.
We've been there.
Yeah.
You know what happened? I ordered a burrito bowl because I was trying to do like low carb.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't need the burrito. That doesn't really add much, so I'll just eat the bowl. I go all the way through the line. Everything's cool. And I walk over, and they don't have a single fucking fork anywhere. And I go up to the counter. I'm like, do you have any forks? And they're like, no. And I'm like, so the whole time I'm ordering this, you didn't think to like mention, by the way, we don't have forks? Like,
how do you not have forks?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the big things you need at that place.
But
yeah,
I mean,
even if you're in a burrito, they're still going to be scrapple.
They knew while I was ordering it that they didn't have fucking forks, man. That's what bothers me. It's like,
right.
You know this is an existing
like
problem.
A fork worthy.
So you have to
dish.
Use like to put like two knives together. And, like,
I had to use two
shovel
spoons.
It into your
I
mouth.
Had to use two spoons, oh, like spoons. I was eating the like a fucking salad, basically. But I was like.
You eat salad with a spoon?
No, you know how you like scoop it out of the bowl? You have to use those the spoon clampy thingy. The tongs?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like eating. I was eating it like I was like.
Oh, okay.
Like craning it into my
mouth. Yeah, I got it. You're having to do the pelican.
Yeah, thing. I was doing the Dan Hoff.
Call.
You're like, I work too damn hard to come to Chipotle and get treated like a goddamn peasant.
Yeah, when I'm leaving my one job to go to my other job and I'm trying to eat on the way.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you fuckers. Like. Just a disclaimer would be nice. It's like, I heard you're ordering the burrito bowl. By the way, we don't have fucking forks.
Yeah,
but they're too busy to tell you anything useful. What do you want? Veggies, got it.
Yeah.
What
chicken.
Do you want? Black beans? Yeah, got it.
What do you want? Veggies, got it. And they just throw in pork, and it's like, close enough.
Sorry, I can't handle all the stress. You're throwing too many options at me. It's like,
take it up with the order check.
That was the other thing, too, David.
I love their sour cream as well.
Oh, they do have good sour cream.
Yeah,
it's
like the best sour cream.
I like their like corn... salsa shit. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, medley. Like, I think it's just better quality.
Okay. Which is funny that's owned by McDonald's, though. Maybe that's where all the quality resources go.
It might be. Because they're like, hey,
Chipotle.
Yeah.
Because you order a Big Mac, it looks nothing like the fucking commercial.
Right.
But a burrito from Chipotle, it looks pretty damn close to what you would think.
The one
in
the commercial, more often than not, is made of styrofoam. Like,
right.
There's
no
meat
sure
in
fake.
That.
Yeah,
it was made at Michael's.
We 3D printed a sandwich.
And you don't have, and it's made in front of you, so you don't have to worry about your burrito being fucked by some guy who's in the back who's pissed off.
People fucking burritos now?
No, but they fuck Big Macs. Like, that guy fucked a McChicken and shit, and a like, McDonald's employee.
Like, let me salt up this sour
what
cream a touch.
Yeah. One of my favorite things was the Onion had an article that said, like, human head found in cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Was it a baby's head?
No, it was like entire human head found in cheeseburger at McDonald's.
Yeah,
like and he was joke, like, I was about to eat my cheeseburger, and there was a human head in it.
I didn't realize until I unwrapped it.
Yeah.
This 8-pound fucking head. I thought there was double meat day.
Yeah, if you have...
I really would have chipped a tooth on that.
Yeah. Whatever, if you ever want to go down the rabbit hole, just watch the Onion YouTube channels. Oh my God, man. Those are so fucking funny.
My favorite is the Sony's time-wasting piece of shit or whatever it is.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything.
Yeah. I hear about whatever dumb bullshit's coming out, and I just got to go out and buy this piece of fucking trash.
Yeah. There was a Apple had the it was called the Wheel, and it was just from like the first iPods where you just had that scrolled through whatever. It was just that with a button in the middle of it.
I had a Nano. That's what it was. It was just like click 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 click. It all clicked.
I also like the one about Glenn Beck not dying. Did you ever see that one?
No.
There's like some girl who dies in an accident, like a car accident.
Yeah.
And they're like, I just heard the screams and yelling, and I was just like, I was so sad when I realized it wasn't Glenn Beck in a pile of burning metal.
Yeah.
I gotta watch those.
Yeah, there was. Oh God, there was another one. It was.
I've only seen a few.
It was like unknown hero donates over 200 human kidneys to local hospital, and so they're like, we have footage of the brave hero, and he like gets this huge trash bag and he throws it into the hospital, and it's they're like and the physician that was going through it. There was like a hat in it. And there was a note. They're like, it says, this is only the beginning. And there was a physician in there that was like, these were taken out very, you know, like very precisely, like very well done. And they were all taken out within the last like 24 hours.
So it's just like a guy murdering people for their
kidneys. Yeah, exactly.
So
I thought that was Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm like, you're just sitting there like, oh, like you only have the kidneys? Yeah, I mean, I got rid of the rest of the parts. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's one of the greatest things ever. It's like all of them.
The Onion, you got to give it up to them because like, they stuck to their satirical roots for like a long fucking time.
If you were a cannibal, the place to be is basically a hospital, right? Like, that's a job to have.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, we lost the kidney in transit.
Just all day just forging discharge papers.
There's
I need this
there's
leg. I need this arm.
There's a... They're like, all right, where's the heart transplant? And then there's a guy with the cooler open, just like blood around. He's like, Gary! And he's like, sorry.
I didn't see anyone's name on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't put it in the break room. You don't want people to eat it.
It's just like one of those little cooler mates.
Yeah. Yeah, the playmates.
He's like, I need to check out a leg. And I like signed for like the release of leg. And he's like, no, not that one, Sharon. The one in the back. I've been fucking slow roasting, marinating that, or I've been marinating that bitch for the last 3 days.
I mean, look at the haunches.
Yeah. You ate the whole shank.
I'm talking fall off the bone.
There is no gristle. And you can taste that this person didn't die in fear. Yeah.
Not much adrenaline rushing through there. It was like they went in their sleep. They knew it was time. It's so good.
It's so tender. This guy died of natural causes. He clearly wasn't diabetic.
I wonder if that happened. If you ate people and you like, do fat people taste sweeter?
I imagine.
If you're a diabetic, would you be considered sweeter?
It depends. How do mosquitoes?
Is it like a steak? Right?
How do mosquitoes like you?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Did they have
If mosquitoes spend most of their night with you, then, yeah, it proves your theory.
Okay. Ooh. Well, you know how, like, steak, you want more marbling and, like, the fat.
Oh.
You gotta trim the fat off. So if you're a fatter person, then, like, a nice thigh shank is gonna be... It's gonna be nice and tender and, you know...
Well-seasoned.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you would season a human with. Probably, like...
Old Bay.
Old Bay.
I don't know. Mrs. Dash.
He's a cannibal and a CNA. Come on, guys. I got my CNA's license before I started eating people.
It's got to be rough when you like accidentally burn a leg of human, though. It's like, fuck, I got to kidnap another one.
Oh, yeah, dude. You can't just go to the market and pick that up. Unless you go to like a...
It's going
to
be weeks.
I heard you could in Tokyo.
You probably could. Dude, I can get you a toe. If you want a toe.
Get your toe this afternoon. With nail polish. Calmer than you. Calmer than you, dude. I'm finishing my coffee.
Fucking Big Lebowski.
I want to go to Lebowski Fest.
Oh, dude, there's they had one of those in Pensacola, and there was
in all the hubs of culture.
Yeah, exactly.
Where? Did you say Pennsylvania?
Pensacola. Oh, yeah. One of their own.
Pennsylvania. You just need to be like really cautious at those Starbucks. That's about it.
Yeah. Was it Dutch?
Sure.
Why? I'm confused. I don't know about the Starbucks Pennsylvania thing.
Big Struplowski.
Oh, you don't know about what happened?
That's why I'm confused. Oh. What happened?
What?
You don't know about it?
What?
Some black dudes got arrested for sitting in
the Starbucks. Oh, yeah. Not ordering food. Yeah, not ordering anything.
They were there for like 15 minutes. And
Wait, for 15 minutes?
I was just saying to myself, like, because this happened in Philadelphia. So how fast is the police response time that 15, like, did they just come into the restaurant, sit down? They were like,
and then they called the cops?
You got to call the cops right now. Yeah.
They're back. I mean, they.
You know, the darkies.
Yeah. You know, the dark roasts.
They were black, right? They had to be black.
Yeah, they were black.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I said that at the top.
Oh, yeah. I just assumed.
They're like, the only thing we serve black here is the coffee.
I imagine when any black person walks into a Starbucks, they call the cops.
Right.
If they're like a certain shade, like if they're a little bit darker than like a light skinned person, like Colin Powell can do it,
right?
You know what I mean? And Obama could, but as soon as you start getting into like a, you know, Dikembe Mutombo, they're like, get the fuck out of here with that dark ass skin.
Do they have a celebrity gradient scale like all the way to Wesley Snipes?
I'm sure. They have to, right? No, that's horrible.
But it's like Trevor Noah to Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, that's horrible. But no, I didn't know that, dude. That's crazy that that happened. So they just called the cops 15 minutes in?
Yeah, and the thing is, Brad is the one who pointed it out.
I did see him make a post about something, but I didn't really read it.
They were playing, like, they're getting arrested to the song from...
It was a jazz song, right?
Ace Ventura, from Cable Guy. It was Salt Peanuts by Dizzy Gillespie.
That's right, yeah. Salt Peanuts, yeah.
It's just like these bike cops arresting them. That's the worst part. I don't even know how that works with a bike cop. Like, if you get arrested by a bike cop, you just got to wait for, like, the actual cop to show up? Or do they...
They just make you
ride
walk.
The pegs!
Yeah, they just make you walk. I can't hold on, sir. Figure it out. And they're, like, handcuffed. Rotting the pegs. Like, get off. They're, like, leaning on you, trying to hold themselves on. They're like, dude, get off my back, man. I can't hold on. He's, like, leaning against you.
Is that your dick?
Yeah. That happened in Virginia. There was always bike cops. And I'm like, what are you going to do? But you can't go anywhere when you're on the strip because it's just bumper-to-bumper traffic. So they'll just pull up, knock on your window, and just write you a ticket for loud music or some dumb shit. And
The thing I love about bike cops is they have the fingerless gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the time with the fingerless gloves and, like, the Future Man hat.
They're, like, made by Bell or whatever. Those fucking Bell cheap helmets.
They look like the Pepsi Man from the 90s with, like, their outfit. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, the silver Pepsi dude. It's like, are you arresting me for not obeying my thirst? What is going on?
Exactly. It's so nuts. All right, so that's what happened. So they got arrested. So obviously there's video of this, right?
Yeah. Someone videotaped it and was just like the whole time, they didn't do anything wrong. What are you arresting them for? And I'm like, I don't think that's helping.
Yeah, you're just going to make it worse. But so that was the thing. They just came in, sat down, and were there for 15 minutes. They didn't buy anything. Maybe they were waiting
for a friend to come. They were meeting up with a friend to go somewhere else, and the place they were meeting was a Starbucks.
Oh. I was like, well, they shouldn't have said that. They should have lied. Like, yeah, we're just waiting for a friend before we all ordered at once. Otherwise, I'm halfway through my coffee, has to sit there, and we have to wait for her for 20 minutes.
They should just say the obvious. It's a real complicated menu. We're going to take our time.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing, too. Maybe they were just contemplating on what to order.
I'm going
to
think this one through.
That's fucked up, man. So would they arrest them for loitering, I guess?
Yeah, trespassing.
That's the only thing I can think of. Do you think that happened if it was white dudes?
I don't know. I mean, probably not, but it depends. Like, I'm sure in South Africa it does.
That's true. Or, I mean, if you come in there looking like a bum or like a, you know, you have a hoodie on, like you look like a skateboarder, they're going to be like, dude, this isn't your scene. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, I thought of a joke like that once. I could never use it, though. Or I could never find a way to use it. I was like, if I was black, I would just go into every Starbucks and just yell out at some point, that's racist, and just see all the white people just get like so fucking awkward. You know what I mean? Just to fuck with them.
Yeah.
Like I told Rio that. I'm like, dude, you should do that. Just go to. He's like, dude, I don't even know where a Starbucks is. They don't build them in the hood. It's so funny, dude.
Oh, I fucking love Rio.
I think that would be a funny thing to do, though.
For the audio listeners, Matt's not in the room. That's why you're not hearing him.
Yeah.
He went away for a minute.
Where did he go?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
He's probably pooping.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I don't know how to feel about it, because, like, I think it's ridiculous that it happened, but, like, I don't know. I feel like we get mad about everything all the time.
Yeah, well, the thing is, nowadays, a lot of the shit that, you know, before cell phones were invented, or at least camera phones, and everyone having a, you know, video recording device on them at all times, like, that would have just maybe made the local paper if that. Like, those guys would have gone back to work and be like, man, you ain't gonna fucking believe what happened to me at Starbucks, you know? That's as far as it would have gone. But now that people can record shit, it becomes this big thing. Like, that's fucked up. And it's like, to an extent, I mean, but you're not there. So you're just judging it on a 2-minute video or whatever.
Well, and it's always the tail end of it.
That's
too.
What I'm saying. Like, yeah, the you didn't see the lead up. You didn't see the build up. You don't know what was said. So you just see like a short snippet of it, and then everyone wants to gauge their opinions on it.
So here's the fucked up thing. When I was watching it, all I thought was, they didn't get shot. You know what I mean? I'm like,
that's progress, right?
Yeah.
That's how you're looking at it?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's so much better than it's been.
Yeah, if they were at a Dunkin' Donuts, they would have shot them on site. They would have walked in there, guns blazing.
Well, they wouldn't even have to call
Starbucks,
the cops.
It's a little classier, so they're like...
The cops would have already been there.
Yeah, the cops have already been at Dunkin' Donuts.
Like, is he giving you problems?
They drop their free coffee, pull the gun, get it out on the ground! Sir, I just got here.
I'm waiting for other people.
Dude, you spilled your coffee. They'll give me another one. They know me here. You know,
we're good for it.
This is another right, old-fashioned donut.
Old-fashioned's the only ones I eat.
That's right. Because it's racist.
Ba-da-ba-da. We got him back.
Matt's back.
It's like
Matt
was waiting for the end of that story so he'd be like, all right. Now we can have a comfortable conversation.
Yeah. Now back to the Navy butt rock.
Yeah. No, have you ever had a... You ever had one of those times where you're just like, I think I have to take a dump. I'm shitting. I'm shitting right now. I have to go to the bathroom.
You felt it coming in and out kind of thing?
No, it was just like...
It was brewing. You could feel it brewing in the stomach.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just hold off with this. And then it was like, I am about to actively start shitting my pants.
Yeah.
Don't know where it came from, but...
It's times like that. It wasn't just an audio podcast.
Yeah, it just... Yeah. I just
I'd be like, Matt, you sit there and you shit your pants.
Yeah, I got ice, goddammit. Yeah, I need to get shitted.
We need this for the ratings.
I just squid butt rocked Stephen's toilet.
Oh, my goodness.
You're just sitting there every time you push like, out. It's just like,
yeah, it was three flushes.
Blasting tumors.
Yeah. Three flushes down. Am I right, fellas?
Oh, oh. My God.
Davey, wavy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's my
call you my pooper,
that's my
man.
Favorite go to. It's just going
Davey,
close to.
Davey,
well, you got somewhere to be?
Yeah.
Well, we got somewhere to be, too.
I know. And Matt's still got to go home and let out the puppy.
That'll be after this episode comes out.
Okay, yeah.
So, well, I guess plugs from the people who are always here. David first.
Yeah, I just have...
herpes.
And chlamydia. And gonorrhea. Syphilis. But my herpes is simplex, too, which is the good one, right?
Clap for him, damn it.
Is that one?
Get it.
I don't remember.
Get it.
I'll be at Brennan's April 20th, 420. Come on.
Uh-oh.
Now. Holiday, Florida. You know him. You love him. Davey Wavy will be there.
Davey
so.
Wavy.
It's Mike Morris' room. It's a good room. Should come out.
It's good stuff.
But that's all I got so far.
I don't remember anything about what I got, so.
What you got, Maddie Dubs?
Well, if I think of it, I'll post about it, but I honestly can't remember if I have anything else
for
this month. We have
mics. We have the improv open mic, you and me, this Wednesday, I think.
I'll be there, too.
Yeah.
You're on the rollover as well?
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll be up last week. What, Side Splitter is the 25th? I'll be on that one. That
29th?
Open. Yeah.
I'm not going to be there. I'm going to be out of town.
29th or whatever that is. So, yeah. Well, I get to fill in for John Jacobs next month.
Well, that's
May 6th at Pokies.
So long from now.
Oh,
May
yeah.
3rd. You were, like, not feeling
May
these
3rd.
Dates.
Hey, I have dates. So, I have months.
So this
places to be.
This Wednesday, the episode you're listening to right now, all three of us will be at the Improv Open Mic.
Oh.
I will be at Made in Italy in Venice Beach on the 19th.
Nice.
I will also be at the Pink Piano in Lakeland on the 21st.
Nice.
Pink Piano.
And that's all I have in the upcoming week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I guess Matt and David will probably be at Sidesplitters the 29th, but that's so far from now.
Go pick up some Squid Butt Rock in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you are not listening to Drowning Pool.
Yeah.
I don't even think those bands are on iTunes, by the way.
If you're not... Because
people that listen to them don't have iTunes. They listen to, like, CDs still.
Go listen to them on your MySpace.
Right.
Using Winamp on their computer and shit.
It really whips the llama's ass. All right. Bye, people.